right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's just go right to the phone lines. Evan, who do we have up?
Yeah, we got them stacked up. Cassandra from Middleton up first.
Hey, Cassandra. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
You know, I hope I'm not coming off harsh, but truth
you are,
has to be told.
You are. Now, I have, you know, huge disagreements with the Biden administration, but I guess I spend time around the elderly, and I'm very compassionate and understanding that it does take time for them to collect their thoughts. And even though they may not, you know, be forming declarative statements as quickly or concisely as people who are younger, it doesn't mean that they don't have a contribution to make, and it also doesn't mean that they cannot make decisions.
I'm one of the elderly. I'm one of the elderly. I am officially, I'm on Social Security and Medicare. So I am what would be considered an elder, right?
But
I'm not, let me say this and I'll let you go. I'm not saying this to attack elders. I'm talking about the most powerful person in the world. That's a difference. And it should always be looked at from that perspective. You know, I'm not saying that myself, there are things that I forget even on the air. But we're talking about the most powerful man in the world.
Well, I guess what I will ask you to consider is this. How do we want to treat our elderly in our society? Do we want them to be second-class citizens and have them believe that they should just stop working?
No, but you're a bright woman. The conversation is not about how the elderly is treated. It's about the fact that he is the president. Listen, he's soon to be 80 years old. He's the president of the most powerful nation on earth. And
I have to say, I do not want him voted out because of his age. He should be voted out and criticized because of the job he's doing. Now, he is doing a poor job right now. He is not delivering. That has nothing to do with his age. That's my point. I know there are other callers, but I gotta judge him on his performance.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. I'm not solely saying because he's done some good things. Okay, if you look at what has taken place, and he's up against the devil. You know, that's who he's up against. He's up against people who don't want things to work, and it doesn't matter if it was a Barack Obama was a young man dealing with the devil, and he couldn't get the things done. I'm talking about what I saw in the conversation that he just had with the American people over the last 2 hours. And I can't not talk about that. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we have Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second off, I guess we know why it is that Joe Biden isn't out barnstorming the country to try to push an agenda forward.
He's almost 80 years old, man. He can't barnstorm.
I agree. I agree, but the point is, it just seems to me that this wishy-washy, middle-of-the-road, donors buying both parties kind of thing is the problem. I've seen, unfortunately, sometimes I have suspicions because when Barack Obama was in there and he was trying to talk about not Medicare for All, but a public option in Arizona, I think it was, or Colorado, and He was trying to compare FedEx to the United States Postal Service. I mean, it was like he had lost his mind. And I know he did that in one debate. But what I'm saying is that I don't know if this is a cognitive issue, if this is a older issue, if this is the Democrats playing a game that where they have no conviction whatsoever in terms of a plan. If Joe Biden was like FDR and said, I welcome their hatred, if we had politicians that were going out and calling out these donors in terms of what it is that they're actually getting, I wish we had a TV show where we had a little chyron underneath the like a sports card. And underneath there tells you what each person that actually got on the TV to speak, whether it's a commentator or who it is, actually gave the statistics of how much money and who it is they're being paid by.
Let's go the NASCAR route, man. Let's make them put the branding on their jackets. You know, who's paid for it.
So Tom, I really want people to try to focus in on what I'm saying. I'm the man does not have the energy. As any person of that age, I mean, he stood there for 2 hours, for heaven's sakes.
Which is, yeah.
Nobody should have made him stand there for 2 hours and have him try to address all those. Huh?
I think you're absolutely right, 100%. But I also think that we have a media in this country that doesn't ask who, what, when, why, where. They're always looking for the gotcha question more than anything else.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a young person or if you're an older person. We have a media in this country that is so horse crap.
So why leave him out there for 2 hours then? He's got handlers.
And where is his backup people?
Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Evan, who do we have up next?
It's 2 hours of low hanging fruit. You know, we're going to hear about this for months. Yeah. Okay. We got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man?
Well, I guess I would just ask this. As bad as it might have been perceived, let's just say all of the major candidates that were out there this last time that were viable were all close to this age. Trump's no spring chicken.
No, I know.
75, 76. Okay, my point is, my dad, way back in 1980 when Reagan ran, my dad was 61 years old. And he goes, I don't quite understand a guy this age even wanting a job. And I'm not saying that somebody that old, I'm not. But I guess we just need to ask this question, Earl. Had it been Bernie, for instance, he has other issues. What if he had a heart attack right during the damn press conference? Or any number of things that could happen to somebody that age group?
I guess we got to
ask that question.
So, Dick, you really... You know, you just said the right thing. Bernie's as old; he's older than Biden,
right?
And yet, cognitively, you can't say that they're at the same points in their lives.
Well,
am I right or wrong?
I don't know that because I haven't.
Bernie Sanders is more lucid than Joe Biden is. At these points in their lives,
I don't know that. If he had to stand
no, I'm saying, I'm saying
that,
based on,
I don't
I'm
know.
Saying, I, no, here's what I'm basing it on. The conversations that I've seen Bernie Sanders have with the media and everybody else, you can't tell me that he is communicates better than Joe Biden. And he does because the ravages of age have not been as hard on him and his cognitive ability as it has been on Biden. I'm not anti-elder because I am an elder. How foolish would I be to say that people who are elders, that's the reason, I shouldn't be on the radio because people could say you're too old. If people could say you're too old, let's put somebody young on the airwaves and get you off because you're too old.
Well, I love the perspective of any age group. But I guess what I'm saying is it is a heavy load for anybody that
I know age. That.
I guess we're coming to a realization of that now. And all my point was is even Elizabeth Warren is approaching 70, mm-hmm. and she was a viable candidate. So I guess
you
what
mean
the hell
80.
Are we going to do?
Yeah, she's almost 80 as well.
You mean 80?
Yeah.
So, again, this is what I'm saying. You know, for anybody to think it's going to get better in the next 3 years, you're fooling yourself. And that he's going to be able to communicate. Man,
but here's
I
the
supported
thing for
Joe
me.
Biden.
Here's
I voted
the thing
for him.
For me, man. Here's the thing for me. We never would have gotten this from Trump, period. Because he
I'm
knows.
Not, listen,
he,
I'm not.
No, no, I know
listen,
that. He knows better I'm, than to expose himself like that.
I'm
so
not
here I am,
unmindful.
After the 2-hour speech, which I heard the entire thing, I'm not quite, I don't agree that he was lost up there. He clearly got tired, you know, 2 hours. And here I am feeling grateful that we have a president that'll do that.
So, again, I'm not unmindful. It was just a year ago. I'm an elder, but I'm a young elder, which means I remember well 365 days ago, the buffoon that was standing before us speaking. Yeah. It's not like I'm disconnected to that. And yes, I listen. I'm saying to you all that we've got, and the president of the United States has a heavy workload. And travels the world and never gets a chance to rest. And so, yes, there is and has been and will be even more of an impact on Joe Biden as the days go by, just like there is on each and every one of us. As long as gravity is pulling on us, we're going to age and we're going to get older and things are going to get more difficult. But I'm not the president of the United States. And I don't have to deal with all of that hell that Joe Biden is dealing with now.
I'd feel a lot better about it if just knowing that he did have backup, that he had people there. Because that's the feeling that I had today by the end of it. It's like, man, like where is the entourage here? It's not just him running this country. We've got a lot of people. This almost felt like a stunt to show that he could do it, in which... Under that lens, I do feel it was a mistake.
Well, yeah. Well, again, the reason he stood there for 2 hours was to say to naysayers, yeah. I could do it.
Yeah. Which
you
is,
guys
on,
said.
Yeah.
You guys said I couldn't do it. You guys said I would run. I wouldn't. I hadn't had these kinds of you know press conferences. So today I'm going to do it because I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
So if I'm the only person who saw it through that prism.
No, I
I'm
saw
not,
it that way. I just don't
I,
see
well,
it as defining
I, listen,
our president. That's
I know that people on the right, that's what they're going to say. And anybody who knows me, I'm as far away from those people on the right as anybody could be. But I'm also not going to, you know, not be truthful about what I feel and what I saw. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.